Here's a question for you. What kind of testimony is admissible in a court of law? Now, law shows are popular on TV, and we see all kinds of evidence collected to make a case, including eyewitness testimony. Eyewitnesses will be called to the stand and give their testimony, and then it becomes part of the record. Many of the first Christians used the word testimony or witness to refer to their personal accounts of seeing Jesus alive. Jesus had been crucified on a cross, and there was no doubt that he had died because a Roman soldier had come by and stabbed him with a spear in order to make sure he was dead before they removed his lifeless body from the cross. He was buried in a tomb, and 3 days later, he walked out of the tomb. He was dead, but then had come back to life. You know, there were multiple eyewitnesses who testified that they saw Jesus alive. In fact, there were hundreds of eyewitnesses to the risen Christ. You know, if there was only one witness, one could debate making a case that that one witness was deluded. However, there were many eyewitnesses over the course of 40 days at different places and different times that saw Jesus alive again. And this makes a watertight case that Jesus had indeed come back to life. You know, Jesus referred to his resurrection as a sign. It wasn't just some fantastic story to be told on a Ripley's Believe It or Not program. It was a demonstration of his identity, his power, and his authority. He came down from heaven to defeat the sin that keeps us captive and doomed to eternal death. He defeated death for everyone who would follow him. The testimony of so many eyewitnesses are now a matter of record. And so here is the question for all of us. Will I follow him and take hold of the gift of eternal life that he offers?